Maybe. Twenty-six.
You got it in.
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't told you about me. And what have they told you? No, I'm not a ghost.
Yeah.
We've covered that, haven't we?
I don't know. I would.
Well, Mark covered that with you. What do you want to know? Relax. It's all right. Boom, boom, boom.
Who's on that, Lou?
Who?
Any special guest? Yeah,
who's on first? Who's on first?
I'm not playing. We'll go round and round in circles. What is
for? Okay, answer is, what questions have you got for me before we get underway?
You still keeping contact with Ronan?
Oh, you're learning. You're learning. Sometimes. Yes, I do astral travel to my home planet.
Have you ever had an opportunity to take a spaceship there?
No.
No.
They don't let me.
Okay. How often do you project yourself there?
No, once every so often, but it's a real strain on me. It's quite some way out on out in space.
Can Mark make it that far?
Yeah.
He's been that far?
Mm-hmm. He's a smarty pants, clever. It's paid for your health, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So there is some wear and tear on your third dimensional body?
No, smoking.
Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah. I'm well aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should talk to Mark about it sometime.
I do, constantly. And what do I hear? It's on my things... It's on my list of things to give up when I stop breathing.
Well, you did advise me to switch to the roll your own kind,
mm-hmm.
the more pure tobacco,
mm-hmm.
and I've been able to do that.
Okay, another thing is to cut down on those.
I have.
Oh, good.
I'm working on it.
Maybe
so
we can.
I am making a conscious effort.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get Buster here, this person, to cut down. And you smoke too, don't you? It's a bad habit. Hold out your wrist and go, naughty, 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 naughty. Go on.
Naughty, 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 naughty. Is that my name?
Vaguely. It's Nikki, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Nikki, get
cold. Ow. Oh, as we get older, huh? Well, I can't tell you my full name because you won't be able to get your tongue around it. In my native language. So what do you want to know? Mm. Oh, we're going to sit here and look at each other, huh?
I'm doing you.
Yeah, it's hard to visualize me with Mark's body, isn't it?
Yeah, considering you're 5'2", strawberry blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. I am a lot prettier than Mark, but Mark has his advantages.
So what do you do on the planet?
Well, where I am now, I analyze information, research data, and I research all sorts of interesting things, actually. Politics, world events, civil events, all sorts of interesting things. Go on, ask me a question.
Do you believe in Nostradamus' predictions?
I read his predictions. But believing in them, there are certain random factors that are inevitable. At the turn of the century, on your planet, they were making movies about going to the moon. Totally impossible, they said. Totally impossible. Flights of fantasy. And what are they doing? They're going out beyond your moon. They're sending probes to all sorts of places. Jupiter, for one. Where's another one that they've sent one recently to? I think they're sending another one out here as well.
So do you think the last prediction is made? Not the last prediction.
Oh, the one about the guy with the blue turban?
Yeah. Not the last one in 3000.
Yeah, but the guy... with the blue turban.
Who destroyed
much of the world. No, I don't think he's going to materialize. Now, the question is, how did I know that that was your question?
How did you know?
Because it's right above your head. It's the first thing that you were thinking of.
I watched the movie the other day, a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in between the years 1994 and 1999.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to be still alive, so I'm quite concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, if my memory's correct on his predictions, he doesn't make any reference to a southern continent.
No, but still.
Anybody?
Anyone, any of
I don't think he's going to come. There's going to be continuing civil strife, but as for the guy in the blue turban, there is a possibility that he's already here and it's not a blue turban.
Blue beret?
No, he hasn't worn a blue beret.
There's a fellow that Mark was telling me.
Mark is wrong. He's never worn a blue beret.
You know, there's, Mark mentioned that there is a certain Iranian or Iraqi that wears a blue beret.
I don't think he wears a blue beret. Other colours, yes, but I don't think he's ever worn a blue beret.
Well, is there anything to stop the destruction of the people that actually press the button?
Mm-hmm. Action. One person can make a difference. Because with one person, you can start a ball rolling. If you go out onto a mountaintop, right, and you make a snowball in your hands, and you start rolling it downhill, it gets bigger and bigger, doesn't it? And it gets to the point where it's very big and will continue moving under its own inertia, correct? And that is what one person can do. They can start the ball rolling. And how you deal with political corruption and bickering would be to form action groups, pry into the government's affairs, find out what's going on, listen, analyze, think your own thoughts, not what they tell you to think, but what you want to think.
Political heads don't move like me.
Yes, they do, if there's enough of you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there's lots of people that you could get to help you. And there was a gentleman here last. You're from the same place, aren't you?
What place is that?
From the gentleman that was here last year. What's his name?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm. You know him? Yep. Did he tell you about me teasing him?
Tell me about.
Oh. Yes, I teased him. I'll tease anybody that is that open and receptive. It's easy. Okay. We were covering Nostradamus' predictions.
So if it's see one place, we see all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh well.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I could only hope.
Mm-hmm. Some places are already in projection A already and progressing nicely into it, although that's a bad way to say it. They're progressing.
In other words, you've got places that have got, because of the unbalanced budget
of their nation.
Oh, in their nation.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot that are unbalanced. There's one country in particular, and I know who's been following this a little bit, that is having strikes and things because they want to balance their budget in 3 years.
In France?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that so?
I don't know. And just France's budget.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
But I do have concern about the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, half of my family live there.
Yeah, and people are striking all over the place, although I believe the strike is over
now.
Yeah,
I know they're striking.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that the macroeconomic decline is pretty much planetary?
Yes, because it's reached a point in saturation of the markets. For example, let me see. Okay. You want fresh strawberries, right?
Yeah.
Now, 10 or 15 years ago, you couldn't get them without paying a lot of money this time of year on your planet, right, when it's all white and wet down there.
Yeah, right.
Now you can go to the supermarket and buy them whenever you want. Where do they come from?
Pretty much.
And?
Other countries.
Thank you.
With different growing seasons.
Correct. So therefore, what has happened is that the market has been expanded and it's reached a point where you can get whatever you want, whenever you want, and it cuts down on the numbers of suppliers because it costs to bring things in to your local neighborhood. So therefore, it bumps up the price and pushes the smaller guys out of business, which in turn makes the bigger guys have a much more bigger profit margin so they can push the price up a little bit more.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So you reach a point of saturation. And when you reach that point, you know, people get put out of work because the price plummets down. Having climbed up to a nice respectable number, it plummets back down. And the big growers have to lay off their workforce to be economically viable. And you have an overbalance.
So it would be safe to say that we are in a planetary A stage of the deterioration?
At very early stages. Some places progressed further and other places haven't progressed further. There is a gentleman that was in the... Hold on, let me get my notes out of here. Oh, yes. Gentleman responsible for banking problems in... Apparently it's somewhere. Ah, yes. Banking problems. I think his name was Keating.
Oh, yeah.
In Australia.
Mm-hmm. And what did he do to the banks? He really goofed them up, didn't he?
Yeah, the savings and loans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Australia is in the early stages or pre-stages to situation A. But the savings and loan scandals when Bush was in office,
right,
were the startings of your problems.
Right.
You see, with Australia, there is still a chance to avoid it and to become an isolated, economically secure area.
So the way they do that is by becoming self-sufficient?
Mm-hmm. And they can do it.
Yeah, but what's going to promote that?
By watching the bigger countries with larger populations start to fall to pieces.
Yeah, that's our biggest problem. We, like, America's a big influence on us and we follow them a lot.
Yeah.
And I just wish that we'd stay a hell away from America as far as...
Economic.
Yeah, America...
Well, the impact with Canada and Mexico...
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to the situation in the United States, even though there's different social systems.
Well, Mexico is a fine example of a country that has progressed deep into Territory A. They're in the first stages, not the first stages, second stages. Sorry, I do apologize.
So, Tia, we could watch them and get an idea of what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
If I haven't followed them really closely, I should probably should follow it more closely.
But I'm surprised that you're not following them because
America,
you do.
I know. But I don't understand.
They're suppressing a lot of that information, what's going on down there. I got told some information by some Latinos that is, and they're not really publicizing it. They're suppressing that information. So it's tough to come by from what I found.
Mm-hmm. And another place to watch is a very big country that has broken down into minor countries, and to watch that country is another place to watch. They are not as far along as the place south of the border, but they're just as far down the road, or a little bit further down the road than you guys are.
Is it North America?
No.
Soviet
Union. Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, if the country gets desperate enough, would there be an aggressive stance on their part toward us?
No. They would come to you to look for aid.
But if we're going downhill...
You've got more than they've got. You can help them.
Yeah, well, that'll just send us down quicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially without a balanced budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about, you were mentioning layoffs earlier. I was talking to Mark about the downside in effect and how major companies, where they had a 20% profit last year, looking at a 13% profit this year. The 20% was strictly all based upon the downside.
Yes, and 13%, what happens when they reach the point where they are starting to become economically inviable, and they're looking at their 20% and their 13%, and they want to get back to it. What happens is, I refer you to my answer I gave some minutes ago.
Putting downsides again.
Yeah.
But now, the thing is, if they're putting out, you know, 50,000 people out of work off of AT&T or something,
Okay.
Those people don't buy products, which brings other companies down even farther, right?
Mm-hmm. Which, again, is a step down the road.
More downsides.
Mm-hmm.
Well, high employment, low inflation.
That's right.
So it all comes down to
employment
and inflation has to balance off.
That's right.
And that is what the budget really has to concentrate on.
Mm-hmm. You have to cut down the expenditures of the government. The size of the government is totally unnecessary. Even on my home planet, we never had a government that big since we became a peaceable race.
Well, it's a more independent kind of planet that you come from anyway, though. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have welfare.
No. We had it, and it almost destroyed our planet.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have currency?
Yeah, on my home planet, yes. Up here in that.
Well, what do you guys use for currency on your home planet?
Oh,
hamsters?
Yes, hamsters.
Well, I don't want a Mark cigarette.
Especially healthy, no stunt cigarette. You want to be 5 foot... Let's say, you want to be 5 foot two all your life?
I'm not 5 foot two, I'm 5 foot seven.
Mmm. So I'd get a crick in the neck talking to you.
What's the talking to me?
Oh, how tall are you? 5 foot two?
Yeah, 5 foot two.
I'll get down on my knees.
Well, you wait, I'll come down and I'll bite you.
I hope we're still friends.
What a low blow.
Yeah. Ooh, that was low as well.
Oh, I'm joking.
God, that was a good one.
I'm joking, Tia. I mean no harm to anyone. I'm just a sarcastic person.
I could be sarcastic too.
Cool, I'd take it all in fun.
I've been told to behave.
Okay, so we're back to this. All right, so we're looking at Mexico as an example to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they, because they have various forms of currency problems, the fact that they use currency is different from, it's going to be the same thing we have.
Right? Yeah.
See, on a larger scale.
See, what they did was, that their money started to run into problems, so they printed more money. And again, that increased the problems. There was more money in circulation, so they printed more money.
Yeah, and they didn't have the gold or
the
resources to back it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did they privatize the banks?
No, I don't think they will. The government wants to keep control so that they can collect taxes for their treasury so that they can carry on with their social programs and keep paying the police officers and the army to stop them from branching out on their own.
Now, wouldn't Mexico's deterioration accelerate both United States and Canada's economic deterioration?
Yes and no. In the areas in the southern part of your country, yes, it will. Because that is where most of the trading goes on between Mexico and your country. With Canada, it's the northern part of your country that does the bulk of the trading there. So that wouldn't be as affected as much. However, as people move from areas that have been affected by the economic problems in Mexico, migrate to the north, they bring the problem with them, that there is overpopulation of those areas, and it is necessary to find work for them and housing and so on. And again, that creates a stress on the population.
And also they're money, most of the Mexicans send it home, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's money going out of the country.
Taken out of the economy. You're very quick to pick up on that.
I'm an accountant back in
Australia. Oh, you are?
Yes.
Hmm. Yes, I'm what you might say an analyst. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Some of the things I analyze, I can't say about.
So if this is going to affect our situation up here,
mm-hmm.
as what happens in Mexico.
No, they're not those sort of things.
I wasn't thinking anything.
How is our situation, how do we work around that?
How do we work around it?
In other words, do we... as a government or a country, prohibit the crossing of the border or granting the visas or something? Or?
You cut down on it. To make sure your country is stable, what do you have to do? And I'm going to make a quote here from a gentleman by name of de Gaulle. I'm going to say his first name. I couldn't get my mouth to pronounce it. I couldn't get Marx to make the right shape as well. De Gaulle, he said, the French. Yes. What did he say? France for the French.
Yeah.
He was referring to America trying to give them Trident missiles.
We had a prime minister. So I'm so used to president. We had a prime minister in Australia. And his name was Bob Hawke.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm fully aware of Bob Hawke.
He brought so many Asians, like he believed in immigration big time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you mean. France for French for France, for
mm-hmm.
Australia for Australia, America for America, Mexico for Mexico.
That's
and
right.
Mexico have got no idea, their government. They have a rich and mm-hmm. they have a poor.
I'm going to quote I think he was the second or third American president, and he was the second. And his statement was, a little revolution from time to time is a good thing. Who was that, Russ?
That'd be Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, if you don't get it right, move on to the next person. Okay. Now, we'll come back to this, but first of all, we need to get Skip on the blower.
Okay, I'll give them a call right now.
Or on the phone, I can ask them a question.
Mm-hmm.
What we're basically looking at right now is Mark, me, and Johnny are planning for our retirement years in about 2 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So if you look at this card here,
a little closer. Yeah, the 3 of 1. What's that meant to mean?
Looking over the situation at hand.
Ah. That doesn't work anymore. It's gone. Can't get a look. Kiri can, though. She'll open Mark's eyes and look at people.
That's basically where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are observing around us, but the time of action is also at hand.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Skippin, please. This is John in South Lake Tahoe. Hey, Skip, how's things? All right, we got Haiti Bass online here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, with the weather, I'm going to put you on the speakerphone.
Okay, the speaker's on.
Okay, it's on?
Okay.
Okay, how are you doing? There's only one person with pointed ears you would talk to, isn't there?
How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Are you sure?
Absolutely sure. I'm boisterous. I'm full of energy. Don't know about Mark, though. Huh?
I've got a question this evening.
Okay.
I have a problem with being on the very verge emotionally of panic.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't panicked yet, correct?
No, I haven't. I've been controlling it.
Now, how have you been controlling it?
By becoming interested in something completely different than my emotion.
Hmm.
In other words, working, concentrating on a problem, whatever it is, but still hanging there right behind everything I'm doing.
Hmm, I got to think here for a second. I'm going to confer briefly. The thing is, what is causing the panic? Is it a particular thing that you think of?
Nothing that I know of. I'm at a kind of a loss to understand what's happening to
me. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Is it because there is a possibility that you're looking at the future and seeing things that you're planning for not coming as quickly as you want? Is that a possibility?
That could be,
mm-hmm.
because there's more to life than what I'm doing.
Hmm, I think we've just hit it on the head there.
Yeah.
Okay. What you've got to do is to plan and to, what's the word? Maintain an even keel, but plan for the next stage of what you want to do. And I assume that involves making money. With your business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what you've got to do is you continue working so that you've got an income, but you start to make that happen as well.
Okay, all right. Okay, in other words, get off my desk and get going.
Mm-hmm. And I assure you that the feeling of panic will disappear once you start putting your plan into action. But first of all, what you have to do is to formulate a plan of where you want to be in 6 months, where you want to be in a year, where you want to be in 2 years and 5 years and so on. Okay? And you have to set goals. The first goal shouldn't be too big in 6 months, but the one in a year has to be at least twice the size of the one in 6 months. So by doing that, it's keeping your mind totally occupied. And you won't suffer from this feeling of panic or fear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what we would do is, not next week, the week after, we're having a party.
We are.
Yes, we're having a party.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Next week?
No, not next week. The week after, which would be what day? Anybody got a calendar handy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I got one right 16, over.
28.
28?
30th.
30th.
Yeah.
They're saying the 30th.
The 30th. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have a party.
All right.
We'll have... we'll invite everybody.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I bring my lady, too.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Of course. And what would you like for that party? A barbecue or...
I think it's going to be too snowy for a barbecue.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's winter, isn't it, down there? Well, I can't help it. I live in a climate-controlled area.
Well, we got snow down here.
Hmm, yes, it was
not
mentioned.
I'm sure where I'm at, but where Mark's at, we got snow there.
Yes, that's what Johnny was saying just now about the snow.
Yes, that's why I'm down here in the Carson Valley.
Mm-hmm. Very smart move. I don't mind playing in the snow.
Hey, darling, thank you very much.
Hey, Skip, need the snowblower back?
No, I don't have snow down here.
Oh, okay.
You're okay up there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're glad that we've got everything taken care of, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, indeed. Me too. Hey, you take care of the kids. Love you dearly.
Okay, I will, and give everybody a big hug down there, and mess up Velvet's hair for me.
I sure will.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Skip.
Hello, people. Have a
Bye. You too, bud.
And it goes on for...
Mm-hmm. It's a long distance call.
Right, yeah.
Has it gone dead?
No, I
don't know. Oh, you did? How did you do that? Oh. It's dead. Okay, Kara and myself compared, and when we got to the fact that he was having difficulty with where he was going in life, it was sort of like she sat up and went, bingo. He's got a fear of age.
Well, he said he's got a lady now?
Yeah.
I haven't even met her yet. Who is she?
I've met her a few times. I think her name's Jodie.
Younger?
Yeah, younger.
Oh, that'd be good for
her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've met her a couple of times. She's fun.
Well, we might want to... See, that's 2 weeks. We can get him up for a channeling session, then.
Well, we're talking to Kerry next week, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Can't we talk to Kerry
today? We have to set it up in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's 2 hours later and it's 11 o'clock back there right now.
Yeah, she'd be... She probably is asleep.
No, I mean Kerry and... Up
there. Oh, no, this is Kerry.
I'm a human being.
No, yeah, Kerry is up there. Yeah. I know, it gets confusing for most everybody except for me and Mark.
Yeah, because Kerry,
Kerry and Kerry.
And you spell that C-A-R-R-I-E.
And the Kerry we're talking is K-A-R-I.
K-I-R-I.
K-I-R-I.
Sorry?
K-I-R-I.
I don't.
Oh, Kerry.
I don't read the English.
Don't you?
Nah.
Why, how can you be so knowledgeable about...
I listen.
Data and world events.
Because I listen. I have it translated on my computer terminal.
You've got to read that. Or do you have another language?
Yeah, I have another language.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to put the next person on.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah, I'll be back. And I'm just trying to decide who I should put on next. I put his leg going again.
Where? I'll see you guys later.
All right. See you later.
Greetings, Russ. Greetings, Nicole. I do believe we have already met.
Yes.
Yes.
My first time, right? We have a good understanding.
Oh, that is all right. And also, we were teasing Johnny over there. Greetings, Johnny.
Greetings.
About his family forming an outlaw gang, being the hole in the wall gang.
Yes, you were.
So that is why there was a lot of laughing and smiling going on prior to your coming downstairs. Yeah. Okay.
First of all, can I just ask? What are you knowledgeable about?
Ask me a question on anything.
Really?
Yes.
As far as someone's health is concerned, would you or Kerry be the best?
Kara would be. I have limited knowledge on healing. However, I can confer with Kara if it is of utmost importance.
It is.
Okay.
Would I be able to speak to her tonight?
Yes, she is present. She is currently sitting... clipping her fingernails.
Okay.
Somebody complained that they were too long, apparently.
Okay, well, I might leave it to you.
Okay. Questions?
Okay, Tia was talking to us about Mexico and the problems they're having down there. And with those problems that they're having, how is our government, do you feel, going to respond to that?
Give them financial aid and support, try to subsidize their operations of industry, in turn creating a false economy. And when a false economy runs out, what happens? Things go kaput.
Right.
And I will make a quote. If you want to be happy for a day, kill a pig. No, if you want to be fed for a day, kill a chicken. If you want to be fed for a week, kill a pig. If you want to be fed for life, learn to fish. In other words, what they need to do is learn to support themselves, not to surviving on handouts.
Yeah, but they're sort of used to it by now. I mean, it's just like welfare people up here.
Correct.
They're used to it. And, you know, I think the point's passed where they could get to self-support.
Maybe they just haven't got the initiative because the government has taken so much away from them.
That is very likely. After all, Mexico does have a very high tax rate. It also has some very lax laws, which contributes to corruption.
So essentially what we're looking at is both Mexico and ourselves doing without government.
You need a group of elected officials to represent you on the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, a government is necessary. But a large government, like Mexico has, like your country, Canada, France, most of the world, as a matter of fact, having a large governmental body and a large bureaucracy under that governmental body is a drain on the people. How many percent of your population works for the government in one capacity or another?
About a quarter, or 20% or so.
I think it is a little less. I think it is about 18%.
18%.
Now, if you travel backwards in time, 200 years, when your country was just a young nation, do you know what percentage of the population at that time worked for the government? Less than 1%, much less.
Wow.
And your country did extremely well without such a large governmental body. Admittedly, it was a smaller population, but in proportion, there were far fewer people working for the government.
Is this just because of the lack of educational levels that were available at the time?
Actually, the educational levels, the standards were quite high.
Hmm.
Those people that could get education. However, being a pioneer society at that time, it was hard for people to get education, and those that had were in high demand. Education was certainly very prevalent. If you just walk down the street, you will see old schools. If you go down to the valley to the east of you, you'll see old schools, single-room schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the educational levels were much higher. That is part of the problem of a bureaucracy, is that education no longer plays an important part. What is the average reading level of a child that leaves school today compared to one that left, let's say, 20 years ago?
6th or 7th grade.
No, I'd say higher. I'd say more like around 10th, 11th.
Yes, I'm in our country.
But it is less than it was when people 20 years ago were leaving.
Right.
Much less. The average college student has a very poor education and is very poorly prepared in your country for going to college, especially children from the large inner cities where the actual level of reading skill is lower.
Was the emphasis on education changed then?
Yes.
To what?
To a liberal form of education. You do not push the child because you do not wish the child to feel bad. You have to build up the child's esteem of itself. Which in a certain extent, yes, that is a good idea. However, if you take it too far, then it fails, and fails dramatically.
Hmm. Okay. Now, back then, though, I mean, you had a choice between going to school or working on your father's farm,
mm-hmm.
or you know, whatever business he was doing. You learned your father's business because someday you would be taking that over.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have the proportion of people who went to school. I mean, here you have mandatory school for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was optional.
Yes, and the standard of education was much higher.
Right.
Most people, especially the pioneers, were very literate. it is common for a country to lose its productive proportion because they see their own country becoming unproductive and they want to continue being productive, so they move somewhere else where they can. Productive people tend to be intelligent. Intelligent people tend to be literate.
I see. Well, back then, parents would teach their children.
At home.
At home, whereas now parents just kick the kids off to school and trust the school to do all the work for them.
And they have...